I mean, at this point, I feel like I've honestly heard it all. I've had people come up to me and tell me I look like a dancer, or I look like a gymnast, or I look like a volleyball player. I've had people tell me now I look like a man, I look like a stripper. Just, I guess, whatever first pops into someone's head when they first see me. But I've never had anyone fully try to understand me and ask me what my full entire life story is. I mean, how else do you expect to really understand each other, to understand anyone, if you only know the 5-minute version of their life story that they give you, or just based off of what you see when you're with them? I think we need to start actually asking each other what really made us who we are. Like, why are we the way that we are? And that only comes with being fully 100% transparent and vulnerable. Because, I mean, there's a reason behind everything. Nothing happens just 'cause. But unless you're willing to share those painful memories, those hurtful experiences that really changed you, that really made you change your values in life, that made you who you are, those are probably stemmed in an experience that to you was hurtful, was damaging, painful. But if you don't share those experiences with other people, it's so hard to ever expect them to fully understand you, fully understand why you are the way that you are, why you react to certain things the way that you react to them, why you think in a certain way. Because I know, for me, I've had so many of my experiences when I was younger were very, I guess a lot of them were very difficult and confusing to me. But I kind of just accepted it all as the truth, and I decided to, I guess I never thought outside the box. I just decided that I would make the best out of what I was given, and even though I wasn't given the best cards, or I wasn't put where in my head would have been an ideal place to be put on this earth. But yeah, it's so hard to understand each other, and I'm definitely guilty of it. I think most people live on assumptions. They see something and they interpret it through their own filter. You look at someone and you interpret them based on your life experiences, the types of people that you've interacted, what your parents have taught you. You filter them based on just the vibe that they give you, and unknowingly you judge someone unknowingly. It's not that we meet people and want to judge them. We do it naturally without realizing. But like I said, I think it's so important to, for the people that you really want to know, that you care about. Like, I was talking to my mom and I asked her, what is my dad, what was his dream? What was his dream in life? And she was like, I don't know. Like, I don't know, I think at least your significant other, you'd want to know what are their dreams, their hopes. Why don't we ask each other those questions? It's because we know that they're painful, they're vulnerable questions, and where I guess we've allowed life to make us believe that our dreams, our hopes, they're not possible. It's all luck. But a lot of it is also analyzing your past circumstances, things that happened to you when you were a kid, things that your parents told you when you were a kid. I don't think we have realized just how powerful of an impact that has had on us. Like, forget the food that you ate or how much money your family had, but what went into your head? What was put into your mind by your parents? What was put into your mind by your peers? And how did you interpret it? Did it hurt you? Did it turn you into a person who was hateful towards others? Did it turn you into a person who was hateful towards yourself? Just, I guess all I wanted to mainly say was, next time you meet someone, ask them if they're willing to share with you, or even, or not even someone that you meet next time, ask your parents, your mom, your dad, ask them what their full life story is, what hurt them when they were kids, how are their relationships with their parents, with their siblings. All we ask from each other is, I feel like, surface level. It's not enough to really understand each other. And I think in order to love one another, we have to fully understand why we are the way that we are, why we think the way that we think. Try, I guess, thinking more of how you can learn more about others instead of always just focusing on the now and, I guess, looking for ways out of your boredom, looking for things to do. Get to know someone, like, more deeply. Get out of your own head and let go of your own desires for a little bit, and really put an effort into learning about this person that's in front of you, because everyone's story is beautiful when you really listen.